We learned this morning in the Gemara in Yumid Aftes, the Gemara says that we know there was Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni and Mishkan Shiloh. Now, Bayis Rishon, the Gemara says, 410 years it stood. Bayis Sheni stood 420 years. Bayis Sheni, 420, and Mishkan Shiloh stood 369 years before Binyan Shloimeh, until Shloimeh Melech built the Beis HaMikdash. In the time of Bayis Sheni, that even though it stood 420 years, there was more than 300 Kahanim Gedolim, that were there. But the 300 Kahanim Gedolim, many of those years were deducted. 80 years, the Gemara deducts that it was 40 years Shimon HaTzadik was a Kohen Gadol. There was 80 years Yochanan Kohen Gadol. It comes out, the Cheshbon of the Gemara, it's only 279 years of those 300 Kahanim. They were Rishonim, the Gemara says. They paid their way through to become Kahanim Gedolim. And they taka died every year. They died in Yom Kippur. So the point is, Vaisers, not all of them died in Yom Kippur, because if it is 300, more than 300 Kahanim, and we only have 279 years, so some of them died, I guess, not in Yom Kippur, because there's not more than 279 Yom Kippurs. But the point is, the Gemara says that Cheshbon about that Kufa, versus the first Beis HaMikdash, there were different Gesoys in the Gemara. There were 18 Kahanim for 210 years. The Goyin has a Ges of Yud Beis, Tais has a Ges of 8 Kahanim. The point is, they had a long reign. They were Tzadikim. So, Milu Shnoisam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malo Shnoisam, Yom L'Yom. Reb Eli Schindler pointed out this morning that Reb Chanina Sgana Koyhanim, he's called Reb Chanina Sgana Koyhanim. He was a Sgan in the second Beis HaMikdash. Why is he called Sgana Koyhanim? Should have said Sgan Koyhan. Why is he called plural? Says according to this very geschmack, he was a Sgan every year for a new Kohen Gadol. He was a Sgan, he remained. Next Kohen Gadol, next Stella, next Kohen Gadol. He was a Sgan for Kahanim Rabim, because there were many that changed in his time. Now, the Gemara says, he took them over as Sgan, right. But he was a Sgan at Kohanim. He was a Sgan, and then they found another one. He was a Sgan was a replacement, because otherwise there wouldn't have been 300. There were 300 that he was a Sgan. I don't know for all 300, but he was a Sgan for many numerous Kahanim. That's his pshat. Nice pshat. Now, the Gemara says that we know Chum Bayis Rishon is Avedizor Gilerai Shvichas Domin. Chum Bayis Sheni is Sinas Chinam. Mishkan Shiloi, why was it destroyed? Mishkan Shiloi was a Gevaldige Sach. We had a Beis HaMikdash. We had a Mishkan in Shiloi for so many years. Why was it destroyed? The Gemara says two reasons. Gilu Arayis and Bizoyin Kochim. And Gilu Arayis, the Gemara says, it wasn't really Chofni and Pinchas Bnei Eli. It wasn't real Gilu Arayis. Kol Oimer Bnei Eli Chotu Ene Latoya. It means that they were Masha Korbanois of the Yoldois. So they procrastinated, so to speak, and he didn't let them go home. So Mele was Mavata Devon Pir Verivia to go back home. But that's called Gilu Arayis. Bizoyin Kochim, Toysin Shabbos Nun Hei, says, that's not a Kol Oimer Shechotu Ene Latoya. That was Taka Bizoyin Kochim. What was the Bizoyin Kochim? The Bizoyin Kochim, the Gemara brings a whole pasuk in Shmuel, few psukim, that basically what happened was the Na'orim came and they said, where's the beef? Where's the steak? So they said, what do you have to wait? Haktorah. The Haktorah's Emrin didn't take place yet. Mahal noch the Zrika, noch the Shchita. You want the meat already? Wait, there's a burning of the Emrin, of the limbs. They wanted, demanded it right now. That's the Bizoyin Kochim. They wanted, even if it's raw, if it's solid, they wanted the meat. That means they, and Rashi and Shmuel explains, that they were machshiv their own achila more than achilas mizbeach. Achilas mizbeach is tofel. Their achila is the main thing. The fact that the kahanim can eat. That was the bizoyin of kochim. The question that's brought down, Shem de Biskurov in Matike Shmuel, he asked, the Rambam says in Psula Mikdoshin, very clearly, that just like zrikas adam, sprinkling of the blood, is matir, the Haktoras Emerin, now you can burn the Emerin. So to the Haktoras Emerin, burning of those Emerin, the fats, is Matir Achilas Bosar. That means there's seemingly an Isra Achila until the Haktoras Emerin. So how could you, why does the Gemara say it's a Bizoyan Kochim? It's much worse than that. It's an Isra Achilas Kochim. If there's no Heter Achilas, there's an Isra to eat it. V'ba'alim is kaprim. Okay. But it's after Haktorah. The Achilah is supposed to be after Haktorah. You're right. Zrika is really the mechaper, but Lamaisi, you're right. The Gemara says, But the achila is after the Akhtara. The Rambam clearly says that the Akhtara is mate the achila. Zrika is mate Akhtara, and Akhtara is mate achila. So Rabbi Zoi, why is it bizoyin kochim? It's is achila's kochim. So Rabbi Michal is Edim, Rabbi Michal Feinstein, he wanted to say, the Gemara says bizoyin kochim, it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that they actually ate it. They said, give us the beef. We want the meat. When did they eat it? Maybe they ate it only afterwards, after the Akhtara. So Mela the Gemara is Meduk, the Gemara calls it Bizoyin Kochim, and not it's Achilas Kochim, because they don't say anyway they ate it. They said we wanted it. Give us the meat. We want to go home with it. When did they eat it? Loilim, they ate it after the Akhtara. That's what Michal wants to say. It's brought down a Matike Shmua, the Biskrov. I hear, not at home. I'm the wrong word. They wanted to eat it after Akhtara, but they wanted it in their hands. You know what I mean? Pas Besaloi? Bosa Besaloi. They wanted to have it. So they wanted it. Now, the Biskurov said a very geshmak of pshat. It's brought down in Matike Shmuitz, old countries that came out years ago. They bring it down to Bichas. Avrom brings it in his name. He heard it from him. He said like this. He said, Faket. The Rambam says, like we said in Psula Mekdoshin, that the Zrika is Mater Akhtaras Emerin, after the Zrika, and the Akhtaras Emerin is Mater the Achilas Bosar. That means it's not called Bosar Kochim, it's not called Bosar Kodesh yet, until after the Akhtaras Emerin. That means there's no kia mitzvah achilas kochim. There's a mitzvah called achilas kochim. Beis Halevi happens to say that it's not really a mitzvah achila. It's just a mitzvah that it shouldn't become noiser. It's no mitzvah on mitzad atzmoy. No mitzvah achilas kochim. It's just that it shouldn't become noiser. That's a mitzvah. But the point is, the shame mitzvah achilas kochim, that's a pashtus, is only after the Akhtaras Emerin. It's not cool to say shame pesach kodesh yet to have a mitzvah. If it's not yet a mitzvah achilas kochim till after the Akhtaras Emerin, so then it's not an iser achilas kochim till after the Akhtaras Emerin. So even if Loilim, he says, they ate it before. As Adam wanted to say, they took it, but they didn't eat it yet till after. So the Gemara calls it Bizoyin. He says, no, Loilim, they ate it before. But eating it before is not an Isra Achila, because it's not get a Kiyam of Achilas Kochim. If it's not a Kiyam of Achilas Kochim, then it's not called an Isra Achilas Kochim. It's not Bosa Kodesh yet. What is it? Bizoyin Kochim. So it's very meductive. The Gemara says it was Bizoyin Kochim, the fact that they ate it, but not an Isra Achilas Kochim, because it's not yet called Pesach Kodesh to have a Kiyam de Achila. So then it's not called an Isra Achila of Achilas Kochim. Or the Nusach that they use, they say, it's brought down over there, that there's no Isra to eat. There's no Isra to eat after the Zrika. But rather, the Isra is to eat not Beteris Mitzvah, which is after the Akhtara. And if you eat it not Beteris Mitzvah, the Isra is to eat it not Beteris Mitzvah. That's not after the Akhtara. Mashenge before Akhtara, all you left is only Bizoyin and Shuldik. Yo, boss. What about Mi'ila? Meaning, Mitzad is Achilas Kochim, it's not Pesach Kodesh yet. But why not being Moyel? So, maybe the Mi'ila is ready off B'Shas the Zrika. The Mi'ila is off Mitzad the Zrika. The Mi'ila in the carbon is after the Zrika. But the Heter Achila is not until afterwards. Maybe after the friendship. L'chari after the friendship, otherwise it would be a very simple kasha. Boss made the Issa Mi'ila. We're handling only Bizoyin Kochim, what about Issa Mi'ila? So maybe the Issa Mi'ila is totally in Zrika, and the Heter Achila to call Pesach Kochim, which we call Issa Kochim, is only after the Akhtara. So the Gemara says it was only Bizoyin Kochim, he says, because Taka was no Issa, even if they ate it before the Akhtara.